What's up, junkies? Welcome back in for another edition of Pigskin Junkies. Myself, Michael Larson, and Scott Panza here to talk week two of the NFL season. We got a little bit of time left before college football really starts with the SEC firing it back up. Big Ten now getting back in the action. But Scott, I know we didn't do a quick recap. You want to recap where you went for the weekend? I'll throw a quick little hint at myself, and then we'll dive in to this weekend's card.
Yeah, so it was a decent start. Had three entries. They were all 500 or above, 3-2, 3-1-1, and 2-2-1. The Bengals push, the lone push there. Not too happy about that. I think Zach Taylor coached him out of that one. Nailed the Wonka Bader, Washington. It wasn't looking good early, but they stormed right back, and the D-line got after Wentz as we were expecting. Cards covered, Bills. Survivor pick, never in doubt there. Jets are just terrible. Rams, we fell into the Falcons trap yet again. Just always seem to go, you know, fall into the Falcons trap. Bucks disappointed. Tom Brady, pick six. Defense held up, just not his best stuff and his first game in that system. I think you'll see a different motivated Tom this weekend. So decent start. You know, always good to, you know, not have an over or a sub 500 weekend to kick it off.
Oh, absolutely. I ended up getting 6.5 out of 8 possible points. My one loss was Eagles, which I was looking great early and was feeling good, but should have gone. I doubted the Wonka Vader, folks, but I felt like I would have hated myself more if I didn't trust my gut. And then I had the push with the Bengals with my boy getting a cramp in his calves, I guess, kicking a just brutal. And then for how it works, Scott, is you get one lock and you can get 2 points out of that game, and I picked the Bears. So needless to say, I was sweating heavily.
Bears, another one nailed. Very happy about Mitchell leading him back. Never in doubt.
Lions. Swift should have scored a touchdown in that game, should have been over. But for some reason, yeah, I'm 15-7-1 last 30 days with a little college football fun and an NFL. So, and that's on Action Sports Network. But Scott, last week's behind us. It's time for week two. What's on the plate? Well, tonight we got Bengals Browns. That one's coming in and was locked at -6 for the Browns. This one being played in Cleveland, I believe, correct?
It is in Cleveland. Ugly, ugly, ugly. We're laying the 6 with the Browns. We just don't have any faith in Zach Taylor, especially after what I saw last week. They should have won that game. Defensive, offensive lines, both putrid, and the Browns pass rush should get after Joey Burrow. Tough spot. Rookie year, second week, playing on 3 days rest. I think it'll be a nice lesson in the NFL tonight for Joey Burrow.
Yeah, not a lot of time to prepare. And my goodness, did the Browns get smacked last week. OBJ's name getting thrown a lot in the trade block.
Ugly, ugly, ugly start for the Kevin Stefanski era. But hopefully they can right the ship tonight.
That's true. Next up, Rams-Eagles in a pick 'em.
Upways, sideways, every which way. We're coming right out of the gate. Wonka Vader, pick of the week. Eagles. Talking about overreaction after week one, after the Eagles blew that game against Washington, and they go back home. They play the Rams traveling east. Rams offense, they should have been lighting it up on the Cowboys. Where the Eagles are really getting burned is on the offensive line. They should be getting Lane Johnson back. Miles Sanders is coming back, and the pass rush of the Rams doesn't worry me. For the Eagles, nice lesson for Carson Wentz. This is a overreaction spot. Love me the Eagles. There's no way that they'd be catching 6 in LA. So give me the Eagles. Pick 'em. Wonka Vader, version 1 of the weekend.
Ooh, version 1. Big teaser there. I'm with you. I'm interested to see what happens with the public reaction. I'm happy this got locked in at a pick 'em. But how are people going to react to Wentz's performance last week? Are they going to overreact to Jared Goff's? I mean, a nice 1-2 matchup here again of the old QBs. So how long ago did they get drafted? 3 years?
This was 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah.
That's right.
There we go. A tale as old as time. A rivalry as old as time. Next up, Bucks staying in division -8.5 after really not showing much. And they will be playing Teddy Two Gloves and the Carolina Panthers.
I lean Bucks here. I lean lay the 8.5. I know it's a little ugly, especially how the Bucks looked last weekend on offense. Tom Brady did not look sharp at all, but I think you're going to get a very motivated Tom Brady. You're going to get more Leonard Fournette this week. Be running the ball all over the Panthers. And what's overlooked about last week is he gave up 34 points. His defense for the Bucks actually looked really good. So I think they're going to give Teddy Bridgewater a lot of problems. They got to just stop McCaffrey and make, you know, Curtis Samuel beat him or Robbie Anderson. Mm-hmm. I'll lay the 8.5. I think this is a good smash spot for them on that Panthers defense. That's absolutely awful. So I'll lay the 8.5. I'm probably not going to play. It's definitely not going to be a circuit pick, but gun to the head, I'm going to take the Bucks. But I didn't really like what I saw from the Panthers last weekend.
4 years ago, Panthers had one of the best defenses in the league. It's been crazy. I mean, it's unreal how fast things can change in one season and just completely unrecognizable after a short period of time. Next matchup, I actually like this one, Scott, and I'm interested to see if you have a play. And that is Steelers -7 against the Broncos.
This is another one I really don't want a piece of. Gun to head, I'm going to take the Steelers and lay the 7 because I think that the Broncos are really going to struggle with their O-line stopping the pass rush of the Steelers that we saw last weekend that just made Daniel Jones's life miserable. So they got to travel east on a short week. I just don't like the spot for the Broncos, especially no Von Miller, Cortland Sutton probably out again. So, you know, as long as the Steelers can stop Noah Fant, who seems to be weapon number one for Drew Lock, and Phillip Lindsay out. So it's Melvin Gordon, Noah Fant. I'll lay the 7 with the Steelers. I really like the defense there, and they showed me a lot against the Giants.
You think Judy gets any action? I didn't stay up for any of that game.
He better. They really need him to get going. They need Jerry Judy to fill in the spot for Cortland Sutton if he's going to be out, because they drafted him in the first round to produce.
Mm-hmm. Immediately. I'm leaning ponies, but I haven't totally locked it in yet. But I like Locke for some reason. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. But I think they have the ability to score. And so I think that can keep them in it. Next up, the boys taking on the Falcons. Cowboys -4.5.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to have to do this again. Give me the Falcons 4.5. I'm going to fall back into the trap as putrid as the defense and secondary looked last week. The Cowboys offense could only put up a measly 17 points on a weak Rams defense. So I like the Falcons. They're going to score all over this Cowboys defense. They are not going to make the same mistakes the Rams did. They should be putting up a 30 number on this Cowboys defense. Too many points, field goal game. Give me the Falcons. Makes me puke. Falcons just own me, but I'm going to be riding them again.
Matt Ryan had a really good week last week. And I mean, Todd Gurley showed promise. I think that this team can perform. I'm with you. I like the Falcons this week as well. Next up, another game. This is actually my weep, whoop, 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 whoop.
Ooh.
I got Niners in this one, taking on the please lose J-E-T-S Jets.
Oh, my God. Just Jets. They can't catch a break. Jamison Crowder pulls up with the hamstring. So looks like he's going to be out. So it's Chris Herndon and Chris Hogan. And who else is Rashad Perriman? Sorry, Jets fans. Le'Veon Bell also hurt. So it's Frank Gore trying to run. The Jets have one of the worst offensive lines in football. The Niners have one of the best pass rushes. It's going to be a rough game for Sam Darnold. I know 6.5. Talk about this is one of a multiple tsunami of bets coming in on the favorite. And I hate to be on Joe Public's side, but I just don't see a path for the Jets to cover. Their defense is trash. Their offense can't move the ball. And the Niners, after losing last week, are going to come in very motivated for this win. Mm-hmm. Give me the Niners. Let me be with Joe Public. A tsunami of money coming in on the Niners, but I'll be on it with them.
Yeah, I don't like my lock being Joe Public either, but it's just one of those things that when you look at the line getting, I think this is going to definitely move up more and more as the weekend goes on from 6.5. But I'm on the Niners. Hopefully Bosa and Jimmy G can start having a week. Jeez. Next up, coming to the Great Sunshine State, happening at Hard Rock Stadium. Circling the Wagon has traveled down to Miami Beach. Dolphins plus 5.5 at home.
You know, circle the gosh darn wagons again with the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen in four games against the Dolphins has absolutely owned them. He's been fantasy QB one twice in two in four games against the Dolphins. So where the Dolphins are really strong in the secondary with Xavier Howard. But unfortunately, the Bills aren't going to be trying to attack them too often. They're going to be able to get by giving the ball Devin Singletary, by getting it underneath Cole Beasley, John Brown, who plays in the slot, and also Josh Allen is just going to go run for it. So the Dolphins' offense didn't do anything to impress me last week. Preston Williams looked in rough shape. He's still coming off an injury. Devontae Parker still battling a hamstring. So it's Mike Gesicki or Boston. Bills are one of the best defenses against tight ends in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Not much going on for the Dolphins. Countdown to Tua time. He'll be starting before Justin Herbert, which makes me sadsies. Bills, 1-5.5.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Allen and you see what Cam Newton did to the Dolphins defense last week. It's going to be very much the same thing. Very similar play style between Cam and Allen. Next up. My Vikings looked like hot, steamy poop last week against the Packers, but they are plus 3 on the road against another team that failed most of America in the elimination tournaments that they are in, and that is the Indianapolis Colts minus 3 at home in Indy.
Puke, pass on this game, won't touch it. Lean Vikings, I want no piece of either of these teams right now. They both disgust me.
It's very fair. And I will say, so I'm picking the Vikings this week, and here's why. Of 26 years of watching this franchise, I know that after last week, they're going to turn it around. Because for some reason, I mean, okay, so let me say this. Very young corners, Aaron Rodgers absolutely exposed them. To be expected. Stupid that you have a home game against the Packers. You can't have a home crowd, so you get hard counted 5 times by Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Philip Rivers is going to do that. He's still trying to get his offense under control. They're getting used to his cadence. I think this D-line has a chance to really get after it. And the linebackers are good. They'll be able to cover up their corners a little bit more, I think, this week than what they were last week. Going to stay in division, the Cheeseheads taking on the Motor City Kitties. Choked one away last week. Packers minus 6 at Lambeau.
Bye-bye, Matt Patricia. It was a nice ride for you. You're going to be back being a defensive coordinator. Secondary all banged up. Justin Coleman out for the season, it looks like. Kenny Galladay wasn't practicing today. So they can't stop the run. The Packers have 3 guys that can run the ball down your throat. It's going to be a rough one for Matthew Stafford. I'll lay the 6 in division. I know it seems like I'm taking a lot of favorites today, this weekend, and maybe it's overreaction, but I really think that some of these games are really lopsided, and especially from what I saw from the Lions last week. So I'll lay the 6 with the Pack.
I'm with you, Scott. I'm on Packers for this one as well. And like I said, I really analyzed that football game last week between the Packers and the Vikings. Next up, the last team in the Central Division in the NFC. That is the Bears. They will be minus 5.5 against the New York football Giants.
I love the Giants in this spot coming off of the loss on Monday Night Football. I think they played the Steelers very well. Defense played much better than I was anticipating. Daniel Jones just make a couple of mistakes, throw a couple of bad picks. That game's a lot closer than they cover last week. Really like this Giants team. The Bears pass rush does not concern me as much as it did last week. The Steelers getting after Daniel Jones. I think they will make Mitchell Trubisky a little bit uncomfortable. I think Mitchell Trubisky laying 5.5 is a little insulting to this Giants team. Joe Judge gets your first win in the NFL. Keeper points Vegas. Giants winner.
Yeah, I like the Giants in this spot as well. Trubisky last week was still – he did what we needed him to do, Scott, for last week. But there's still a lot – to be desired with him at the quarterback position. So if I were to bet this one, I am not, but I would be on your side as well, Scott. Next up, Minshew Mania. They are traveling to Tennessee to take on Ryan Tannehill and a Titans team that did not look great on Monday night. But the Titans are favored minus 8.5.
Oh, as Evan Silva loves to call him, the big dog should feast in this one, but 8.5, maybe a little too much with A.J. Brown out for this game, so they're relying on Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith to rely on all the pass-catching duties. Jaguars, Minshew, and really impressed me last week. I think more than seven is a little too much in division for these Jags that were a little frisky last week, a little frisky again. They can score on this Titans defense, so I think just a little too much lumber to lay, and I'll take the Jags. Maybe a little overreaction to last week, but we'll see.
Minshew mania, baby. Next up, Cardinals -6.5 versus the lock of the week last week for Scott, Washington football team.
Oh, give it to me again. They're going to make Kyler Murray's day very, very uncomfortable, and I don't think their defense is going to be Dwayne Haskins' life nearly as uncomfortable as it will be for Kyler Murray. So I will take the 6.5 and back on the Washington football team. They impressed me last week. I think McLaurin's going to really torch this Cardinals defense. I think they'll be able to run on them. I think this Washington team's a little underrated. Their secondary is really, really bad. So they better go after Kyler Murray, and they better not start slow or else this game could get out of hand. Probably an over that I'll be betting. I'll take the 6.5 with the Washington.
Next, Lamar Jackson didn't seem to miss a step last week taking on the Cleveland Browns. They are now traveling to Houston to take on the Texans. Ravens -7.
Oh, I mean, I'm just not going to stand in the way of the freight train of the Baltimore Ravens. I'd be on the Ravens, not going to touch this one. I think it's going to be Mr. Joe Public all over the Ravens. Mm-hmm. So I'll be rooting for the Texans. Won't touch it. Another game, tsunami of money coming in on the Ravens. So I'll be rooting for the Texans. Won't be betting this one.
Yeah, I think I'm not touching it either, but you're on it, Scott. I think everyone's going to see Ravens only touchdown against the Houston team that didn't look too defensively stout against Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson is considered to be on the exact same level or just maybe a tier below Patrick Mahomes. So only a touchdown, you got to feel pretty good about that. Next up, speaking of Mahomie, Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs -8.5 taking on the San Diego, not so much San Diego, Los Angeles Superchargers.
Another tsunami of money going to come in on the Chiefs. I'll be backing the Chiefs in this one. I'll definitely be playing it in circa. I think the problem with the Chargers is we really saw how limited Tyrod Taylor is. Mm-hmm. Chiefs offense was just humming. They have a weak secondary in the Chiefs in the chart for the Chargers that they should be exploiting. They're on extended rest. They're ready to go. And Tyrod, I don't know how they're scoring on the defense for the Chiefs, who is frankly a little bit underrated with the Honey Badger and co. So I'll lay the 8.5. I know that they struggled a little bit against the Chargers in the past against the defense coordinator there. I think they get over that because the Chargers can't score on them. So give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think depleted secondary for the Chargers. You got to feel good about Mahomes. They've had a little bit of time since that opening night game, Thursday night. They've had a longer time to practice, watch film, work on what needs to be done. I like the Chiefs in this one as well. I didn't pick them in my league. But like you said, Scott, another tsunami of money. If you want to get the 8.5, you should have probably already gotten it last night because I'm sure it's already up from then. I could be wrong. But Chargers, though, those new uniforms looked absolutely beautiful on the turf. So can't complain about that. Next up, my boy Cammy Cam is back. It was so fun to see him smiling on the field again. But they are traveling to Seattle to take on our other boy, Russell Wilson, the Seahawks -4 at home.
I'm really surprised by the spread. I thought it'd be a little bit more inflated, -6.5. I was pleased to see the Pats win last week, but I think they're going to have to win very ugly. What I saw last week from the Seahawks really impressed me. I think the side is the Seahawks. I won't be touching this one, another one. I think the play is to lay the four with the Seahawks. But the strength of the Patriots is in the secondary. I think that you have a very motivated Bill Belichick to get the win without Tom Brady. Russell Wilson in regular season 2-0 against the Pats and absolutely dominated them both games, one in Seattle, one in New England. So I think he's been singing a lot of praise on Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. deservedly so. We love Russell Wilson. It's a very tough matchup for the Pats. I don't know how they're going to keep pace, but if the defense comes to play, this could be a very close game. But I lean Seahawks will not be playing it.
I agree. This is I do like Hawks in this one. I actually have it in the competition. I just feel like, one, it's a road game, you know, going from coast to coast. For me, I like the Hawks in this one. Russ, I'm just going to side with him. Cam is going to face a tough defense. It's going to be a little bit harder for him to run the ball. Look for a lot of Wagner v. Cam showdown, which is going to be a lot of fun. And last but not least, it is going to be the game that means a lot to us here on the podcast, and it is going to be the first game in Allegiant Airlines Stadium in Las Vegas. The Raiders opening up their new home against the New Orleans Saints, but they are home dogs.
Lay it on me, Raiders, 5.5. Wonka Bear version 2 of the weekend. Love them in this spot. Saints down Michael Thomas. How are they going to score and keep pace with the Raiders? 5.5, way too much to lay this team. I think the Raiders could actually surprise them and get a win here. Really like what I saw from Henry Ruggs last weekend, Josh Jacobs. I think that the offensive line is so stout, they'll really stymie the pass rush of the Saints. Give Derek Carr enough time. Give me the 5.5, Wonka Vader version 2 of the weekend.
Love it. Comes down. I'm going to do a Corso impression. It's going to come down to this Daniel Carlson field goal for the win. Send off. It's going to be a dagger in my heart, but I'm going to be happy because he's an Auburn Tiger. But the Vikings cut him for some reason after just one bad performance. Thank you, Mike Zimmer, for that. He's like on pace for one of the best kicking careers in recent memory. So that's exciting. Scott, do you want to recap your picks real quick? And then we'll sign up for what would you like to do?
So Wonka Raiders, just Eagles, Raiders. I'm on the Browns tonight. I'm laying the 8.5 with the Bucs, laying the 7 with the Steelers. Not a conviction in either one of those plays. Give me the Falcons. Lay the Niners. Lay the Bills. Give me the Vikings. Not a lot of conviction. Lay the Packers. Give me the points with the Giants. Give me the points with the Jags. Give me the points with the Skins. Ravens, Chiefs. Lay those numbers. Give me the Seahawks. Lay the number. And Raiders, Wonka Raider version 2, 5.5.
Steady.
Welcome to Allegiant Stadium.
Steady diet of points this week. But I'm with you, Scott. I think week one was a blast. I will be tweeting out picks for that I like for college football. I'll make sure I send those out on the Action account, and then I'll retweet it on the Junkies Twitter page as well. It was a good weekend for college football. Last weekend was, I think, comeback from Clemson away from like a 4-0 college weekend, which would have been nice. But hey, it is what it is. It's been a lot of fun having football back. It makes the weekends really fun. And, you know, we get to do the podcast again, and it's been a blast. So that is our prep for week two. Let us know what you thought about this. Do you like just the one podcast with no recap on Sunday night, or how do you guys like it in just one steady, quick, compressed episode? You let us know what works best for you. That's what we're here for. We're here for you.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. We are not going anywhere. Well, awesome. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend full of football junkies and you enjoy it. Tweet us some of your picks. Let us know what you're thinking. Scott, any closing comments?
You know, just I took a little taste on Morikawa to win the U.S. Open, and he played like Dookie today. So my clues will have who I'm rooting for to win.
Well, yeah. How about that rough at U.S. Open? Ooh, absolutely brutal. Could lose an arm down there. But that's going to do it for this week's edition of Pigskin Junkies. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Patrick Reed, let's go Captain America.
Suck the taint.